This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast hour number three from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And hello, Atlanta, Georgia, AM 920, The Answer. Appreciate everybody up there chiming in tonight. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have over there that can save you money. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, Denise is up in Washington, D.C., on assignment up there. And we are going to start this hour with the national anthem. America and everybody that defends, protects, and serves her, keeping us free and safe. Well, here's what got everybody's attention yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, the Wicked Witch of the West, we're going to go back to calling her what she is, and her announcement.
On the final day of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, when our Constitution was adopted, Americans gathered on the steps of Independence Hall to wait the news of the government our founders had crafted. They asked Benjamin Franklin, "What do we have, a republic or a monarchy?" Franklin replied, "A republic if you can keep it. Our responsibility is to keep it." A republic endures because of the wisdom of our Constitution, enshrined in three co-equal branches of government, serving as checks and balances on each other. The actions taken to date by the President have seriously violated the Constitution, especially when the President says, "Article 2 says I can do whatever I want." For the past several months, we have been investigating in our committees and litigating in the courts, so the House can gather all the relevant facts and consider whether to exercise its full Article I powers, including a constitutional power of the utmost gravity, approval of articles of impeachment. And this week, the President has admitted to asking the President of Ukraine to take actions which would benefit him politically.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there because she's lying through her teeth. He did no such thing. And the transcript of the telephone call is going to be released today. The president of the Ukraine is going to be also, and on, by the way, already has said that nothing like that happened with the conversation. Other people who are in the know with the phone call have said that never happened. We're about to find out today, and you suppose Nancy Pelosi will be put to shame over it? Well, she should be. Will she care? Well, no, because she's appeasing her base, that limited amount of people, AOC, Omar, Tlaib, Presley, the squad, and their limited group of followers, which is not the majority but the minority of the Democratic Party, and coming forth with articles of impeachment. Now, the dumbest thing that I heard about all of this was when that Hawaiian senator came out and said, well, we have votes in the Senate for impeachment. You don't have squat. And her name was Senator Hirono. You know who she is. I'm going to play her when I come back, her comments. But she's another one. Okay. They do not have the votes in the Senate, and it'll never hit the floor for a vote, ever. Won't even make it out of committee, which is what happens when it comes over to the Senate. It goes through committee. It won't even make it out of committee. They are wasting their time. And, by the way, not that it matters, because they haven't really done much of anything, but right now all the committees in the House of Representatives, because the Democrats are in charge, all of them will be working totally on Donald Trump's impeachment and getting all the information that they can using their resources with all the different congressional committees to put together articles of impeachment and charges that they can vote on in the House of Representatives. This has gone from ridiculous to sublime, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you what I believe is going to happen. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America on 179 stations and growing. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. And I want to give a special shout-out to our KITZ audience. That's Megatalk Radio in Seattle, in Tacoma, and Bremerton, Washington, home of the United States Navy base up there. And a big hoo-ah out there to all the Navy people listening to us up in Bremerton, Washington tonight. And in particular, I want to say hello to Pete and Seth Talbot, who are up there in Kirkland, Washington. They are the owners of Relief Factor. Now, I talked to Seth yesterday, and we were talking about some stuff, and he was getting into the conversation and telling me about the letters and things that they receive. His dad had also told me about that the day before. When you do a comment to Relief Factor and you send a comment, you know, I love the product, blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff, they see it all. They see all the comments, and they respond back. And they told me about a couple of different... Right wrist. all sorts of interesting little things thanks to thanks to stuff that went on in my career. But anyway, if you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, or you got just plain old muscle aches from just getting old, or maybe you run around the block 16 times or whatever the story is, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because it's helped people, including myself, who found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you take it as directed. You start out with 3 packets a day. There's 4 capsules in each packet, very easy to take. And you take it with food, breakfast, lunch, and supper. And then you go from there. And then the idea is to take it twice a day after that and just throw another one in there in case you need to have it for whatever. And I do that every now and then because it just gets, I'll do something that aggravates the arthritis or whatever. Like, for example, last night, carrying my table and the stuff that I had to carry into the event because there was nobody else around but me. And, of course, sometimes you try to do a little bit too much, and when you do, then you suffer. Well, I started to ache, and I took the Relief Factor, and gone. And the story was fine after that. So all you got to do is start with that 1995 3-week quick start plan. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and order your 1995 3-week quick start. You got 3 weeks. It either works or it doesn't. If it doesn't, then you're only out $20. No harm, no foul. But 75% to 80% of the people take it, and it works. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go there and check it out. And good morning, George. How are you? The Trump towel. Yeah, that's right. That's okay. Yeah. You guys, yesterday, the Trump towel and Bikers for 45 presented a check for $1,000 to Gold Star Mother Susan Price. Yep. I talked about that last night at the, Tampa 912, club. And, Christine, what do you mean Gold Navy beat Army? It's too early for that. They're not playing yet, but I get you. I get you. You're a Navy girl. Okay. I got you. Well, go Army. But anyway, and hello, Sue. Nice to hear from you. And Thursday night, by the way, if you're in the vicinity, I'll be over at Brandon at the River Church. Susan Price will be over there that night. I'll be there. And like-minded people that support our president and support our country will be there at the River Church in Brandon. The event starts at 6:30, and we welcome you to come over and participate in what it is that we're doing over there. So there you go. Now let me drift down over here very quickly to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Brian from Bradenton now. Matt, it's been a while.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? Wow. I'll tell you what. These Democrats are a bunch of loony tunes. This is going to destroy them.
Well, it won't destroy them, but it certainly is going to cost them the election and any gains that they thought they were going to make in 2020. They are definitely going to be out in left field, literally left to hang out to dry.
Yeah, because they're not going to win back the House. They're going to lose the House.
I believe so.
I'll put money on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, one last question. I know you're a busy man.
Yeah.
But I love you. When are you going to be back at Nixon's?
I think the contract starts in November again.
In November?
Yeah, that's what I believe. And then I'll be there November, December, January, February, March.
Fantastic.
All right?
All right, my man.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Brian. Take care. And Brian is a blues musician who's very, very good. He has just a natural ability to be able to entertain people. Now, I want to very quickly here, because I don't have a lot of time, I want to very quickly, again, play something here in regards to what's been going on with all this impeachment crap. This is the Senator Hirono from Hawaii talking about, well, we have votes in the Senate to impeach the president. No, you don't. Listen to this.
Senator, let me ask you, what do you think is different this time?
What's different is Nancy Pelosi sending the letter that she did to her caucus saying that they're at the point where when the White House withholds information from the whistleblower that should come to our committees, when we hear what the president supposedly said to the leader of the Ukraine, him holding back almost $300 million or $400 million in aid to Ukraine, these all add up. And so she's having a meeting. I think it's going to be very critical. And then you have a very close ally to the speaker, Rosa DeLauro, who is echoing the kind of concerns that the speaker is raising. So, John, first there needs to be an inquiry. That's why I've called for an impeachment inquiry or impeachment process. That's different from impeachment, in my view. And so first you have to get the evidence, and then you decide whether or not you're going to go ahead with an impeachment.
Well, you know, she's about as far left as they come. We've heard from her before, and her opinion doesn't matter. And the reason it doesn't matter is because the Democrats are going to lose. Now, I want you to think about something real quick here before we have to go to break. The president is about to win re-election in a landslide. Could be 35, 40 states, electoral landslide. The signs are just everywhere. He raised $15 million in one day in California. In California! The biggest business leaders in America are betting on Trump right now, even in the ultra-liberal, ultra-blue California. And by way of comparison, California's own liberal darling, Kamala Harris, raised $12 million nationally in 4 months. Now, think about the money situation for a minute. Democratic House Speaker Tip O'Neill from years gone by once said money is the mother's milk of politics. Well, guess who has all the money in 2020? Trump was outspent by more than 2-1 in 2016 during that election, and Hillary still couldn't beat him. This time around, experts predict Trump will have $2 billion to spend. Last time around, $600 million is what it took to beat Hillary. Most of the money came from Donald Trump himself and lent the money to his campaign. And what chance do Democrats have with Trump and $2 billion? Well, here's a little dose of reality. CNN Senate reporter Martin Savage up to Minnesota in the deep blue section of Ilhan Omar's congressional district, a place where the blue-collar working-class residents and lifelong Democrats live. Everyone they met said they were voting for Trump, and it was all recorded on camera. Why is this happening, you say? Because anyone with a job and common sense can see the Democratic Party is absolutely insane. Elect any Democrat candidate but Joe Biden, and it's clear you'll be out looking for work the day after the election. Everybody knows it. Joe Biden's not going to get elected either because he's just hung himself out in a political clothesline with all this stuff that's going on. Because I'll repeat it again for you. Joe Biden is the one who bribed the Ukrainians to fire a prosecutor looking into his son. It was Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the one that needs to be investigated, and something needs to be done. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is blasting House Democrats for launching an impeachment inquiry against him.
It's just a continuation of the witch hunt. It's the worst witch hunt in political history.
The stage is set for an election year struggle between President Trump and Congress.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has long resisted, but as questions grew about whether the president abused his office by leaning on a foreign government to help his reelection prospects, Democratic pressure grew. The president dismissed it as a continuing witch hunt.
We have the strongest country in the world, the best economy we've ever had, and she's talking impeachment.
He says he thinks this could be a positive for him heading into the election season. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for Veterans News and military news as well on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where you can find out what it's like to be in control of your destiny and make more money than you thought was humanly possible just by your own actions. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. I've been watching what's been going on. I've been talking to some of them. They come out of trade schools, technical schools, to learn a trade. And in most cases, they find out that when they go to get the job, they start out as an apprentice and they get 80% because most of these jobs are union. and they start out as an apprentice making 80% of full salary. An apprentice gets paid a lot less than a regular a person that's in the trades of, say, oh, I don't know, let's see, carpentering, electricians, plumbing, masonry, or perhaps even heavy equipment or forklift operators. But that's the way it is. Now, if you want to jumpstart your career and fill the void that you're not going to get because you're going to work that year or whatever in the apprenticeship before you wind up becoming a 100%er, as they say in the business, I got a great idea for you. How would you like a starting salary of $50,000 or $60,000 a year or more? Well, you can get it by becoming an aviation maintenance tech and taking the training at National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. In 14 short months, you will be well on your way to an absolutely fantastic career where you can make as much money as you could possibly dream of, because it's all up to you as to what you do. So, check them out. Find out more by going to naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. You want to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Again, the website, naa.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You get the white gloves treatment there, too, and you're going to love that. Well, the Army has redacted a report on the 2016 training accident that killed 9 GIs at Fort Hood, Texas. Remember that? When the truck was crossing the stream, when they had a flood warning going on there in the base, and the water caught the truck and rolled it over, and down the stream it went, and they had 9 GIs drown as a result of that. Well, we'll see what happens there, but apparently somebody, and this is why I tell you, turn around, don't drown. This was a 5-ton Army truck in water just about up to the axle. And the current took it downstream and rolled the truck over, and everybody inside drowned. Now, that's food for thought right there. Think about that as I move on. Now, the Navy, investigators are probing four suicides on board the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush. Wow. Hampton Roads authorities have joined federal law enforcement agents investigating the recent suicide deaths of 4 sailors assigned to the aircraft carrier George H.W. Bush. 3 were in the same week. Unbelievable. Now, the Navy and Marine Corps recently used a new Littoral Combat Force concept to command and control units spread over 2.2 million square miles of land and sea in the latest demonstration of what a future operation near and on shore might look like. That was fascinating. You might want to check that out by going to the USNI news site. And the Air Force says, time to step forward, because airmen can once again volunteer to be first sergeants. The Air Force this fall is moving to a new system for hiring first sergeants, in which airmen can volunteer to serve as one of the most important enlisted men in a unit, and that is the company first sergeant. Now, 1 year later, the Air Force also is looking to network its way to 386 operational squadrons. The Air Force is drawing up new force designs as it acknowledges its 2018 plan to reach 386 combat squadrons will not materialize. So service leaders are planning to do it in 2019. Now, in the meantime, the Air Force Chief of Staff, General David Goldfein, towed the starting line at the 2019 Air Force Marathon on September 21st, hoping to spur a greater focus on physical fitness and the service from the top down. And the Marine Corps? Well, how about a modular hand grenade that can be modified to increase explosive power by connecting other grenades? That may be next on the list for the Marine Corps' future grenade. Wow. We'll see how that works out. I've done that before, too, by the way. Used more than one. But anyway, bad optics has prompted a West Palm Beach Marine Corps Reserve unit to cancel its plans to celebrate the Corps' 244th birthday at Mar-a-Lago, even though no tax dollars would have been spent, no discounts would have been given, and no money would have been raised at the president's private club. I think that's a shame. I think the Marines should have been allowed to go to Mar-a-Lago and have their ball there, their Marine Corps ball. And it was all changed because of blowback from some of the locals. The locals ought to go pound salt somewhere. That's my opinion. And by the way, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, the Veterans Affairs Department officially named Kamistra Paul, the Chief Data Officer and Executive Director for Data Governance and Analytics, the agency announced. The Department of Veterans Affairs released an alarming report showing that at least 60,000 veterans, that's 60,000 veterans, died by suicide in a 9-year period from 2008 to 2017, with little sign that the crisis is abating despite suicide prevention being the VA's top priority. Wow. It can't be that bad, guys and gals. It can't be that bad. Now, days after the news broke of a veteran who suffered hundreds of ant bites as he lay dying in the Department of Veterans Affairs-run nursing home, the Government Accountability Office announced it will review the rating system the department uses to assess its community living centers. About damn time. And one of the Pentagon's top electronic warfare officials, William Connolly, has left the Department of Defense. He's gone to private industry. Orbital Science Lab. They received a $1.1 billion contract with the Missile Defense Agency for missile defense targets. And the president, who's been very busy this week at the UN, is not done yet. We'll see what happens with the announcement today, coming later, with the president of the Ukraine, who's in New York, of course, for the United Nations meetings that are going on there, the General Assembly, the annual get-together with all the world's leaders. Now, I'm going to be talking to Chris Markowski here in just about 3 or 4 minutes. And again, when we come back, I'm going to reiterate this point, and I'm going to keep pounding the point home, hour after hour after hour. It was Joe Biden who bribed the Ukrainians to fire a prosecutor looking into his son. Over the past 4 days, the media has been consumed with an allegation President Trump bribed or pressured the Ukrainian president to look into Hunter Biden's business dealings inside the country. Today, the phone transcripts will be released in their entirety. The Democrats will look like a bunch of amateurs again, because there's nothing there. There. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S Nissan. Now, they've got a couple of locations to serve you, one in Newport Richey, the other in Crystal River. And I want you to check out the all-new 2020 Nissan Murano. That's what I'm now driving. I'm not having any problems at all getting 30 miles to the gallon with that because I drive a lot and I use the cruise control a lot, and it definitely gets me better mileage. Now, if you're like me and enjoy a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover, this is the one, the Nissan Murano. And the 2020 is a cut above, believe me. Nissan CVT transmission, powerful V6 engine, gives you plenty of get-up-and-go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out. And every new 2020 Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care Maintenance Program featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for veterans, active duty military, first responders, active or retired, with preferred pricing on all their new and used vehicles. Now, there's no better program for those who serve, so take advantage and tell your friends. By the way, you go to Moss Nissan today, you tell them the captain sent you, $500 off your deal, $500. But you can't sit there and wait until after your son and go, oh, by the way, tell them right off the bat so you can see them take the $500 off right in front of you. So go to Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, 1954 in Newport Richey, or on U.S. 19 in Crystal River, mossnissan.com, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I am going to play 44 seconds of Dana Bash on the Communist News Network, I mean CNN, and we're going to listen to what she has to say about the Republicans and Donald Trump.
What is a very big problem on its face, the President of the United States admitting that he made completely inappropriate comments to another foreign leader about a political opponent. That in and of itself should be a green light for the Trump-appointed inspector general to be able to give a report, or just a complaint, rather, just a complaint to Congress, because that's the way it should go. But what you are hearing is crickets from Republicans, and I've even talked to some Democrats, Anderson, who have, you know, kind of private conversations with some of the potential Republicans who would poke their head out of the hole on something like this, and even for them, they are hearing nothing.
Now, Dana Bash is a fool, and here's why. She lied, because we've heard from the president, we've heard from the Ukrainian president, we've heard from the Ukrainian prosecutor, the new one, that none of what she just said is true. We're going to see the transcripts today. The Ukrainian president, who's in town for the United Nations General Assembly stuff, is going to be meeting, coming out to a press conference with the president today, and they're going to stand there, and they're going to put the Democrats, bury him with their own words.
Yeah, listen, at this point in time, I don't think that they actually mainstream media is realizing that they're losing more and more power. You take a look at Trump's approval ratings, at 53% Rasmussen.
Uh-huh.
Even Gallup puts him higher than Obama.
Yep.
At the same point in time in during their presidencies with all of this stuff continuing being pushed on them. I don't know if they think at some point in time they're going to be able to flip this, but it's just not working. I mean, obviously the true believers out there and the Hollywood types are all, yay, look at what we got here. But most American people are looking at this and saying this is ridiculous. This is just, you know, this is silly, especially in the fact that we've got an election next year. We've got an election next year.
Chris,
you want to get rid of a president? You know, you vote him out. That's it. You got next year.
Yep. Chris, over the past 4 days, the media has been totally consumed with the allegation President Trump bribed or pressured, their words, not mine, the Ukrainian president to look into Hunter Biden's business dealings inside the country. The claim comes from a whistleblower. We've already found out that whistleblower had a vendetta and was working for a rival candidate. Hello. He filed a complaint with the inspector general, which said he or she did not hear but was not directly a witness to the president pressuring a Ukrainian official. Guess what? It's hearsay. It's not worth anything.
You know, I'm almost thinking, you know, thinking about what you just said, you know, you take a look and look at what took place twice against Justice Kavanaugh. I mean, then that story died quickly the second time around. What happened to that? I think that they're gonna succeed. The mainstream, and it's both Democrats and Republicans, in keeping out any interlopers that dare run for any office or try to get themselves in a position of power if they're not a part of the establishment. Who in their right mind is going to want to actually participate in our government or try to represent the people, try to serve our country under the circumstances that we have today and what these people do? Again, you basically what they've succeeded in doing is probably turning off a lot of really qualified people that might want to, you know, leave their business, leave their job, and then go represent their neighbors and their peers for a point in time. Who want to deal with this?
Well, you're right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And here's the thing. The inspector general himself said the whistleblower had a political bias against President Trump. The whistleblower who sparked a mounting controversy over President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president did not have first-hand knowledge of the conversation. It's hearsay.
You can't even print that story.
No, that's you can't. I mean, it's not admissible in court.
You can't even, I mean, to think about that this is something that, you know, technically, if these newspapers were actually doing their job, they wouldn't even run a story like that on such flimsy type of information. But in today's day and age, who cares?
Now,
it's a bad day and age we live in with this. You know, let's go out and try to destroy anyone at any cost.
Now, here's what I know, and here's what we can prove. It was a foreign policy role that Vice President Joe Biden enthusiastically embraced during his vice presidency and the closing days of the Obama administration when he got to browbeat the Ukraine's notoriously corrupt government to clean up its act. One of his most memorable performances came on that trip to Kiev in March of 2016 when he threatened to withhold $1 billion in United States loan guarantees if the Ukraine's leaders did not dismiss the county's top prosecutor who had been accused of investigating and pressuring Hunter Biden, Mr. Biden's younger son, who at the time was on the board of an energy company owned by the Ukrainian government, which had been in the sights of the fired prosecutor general. And by the way, he was getting $50,000 a month to do nothing and had a buyout of him being on the board of $3 million for still doing nothing.
Yeah, you know, maybe when all's said and done, this will just finally, you know, knock Biden out of the race.
I believe it will.
But then again, they've knocked Biden out of the race, and we only got Amy Klobuchar as someone that's, you know, got half a brain.
Well, actually, it'd be Elizabeth Warren. Watch and see.
Well, no. I'm saying as far as the only one person left that's actually not a communist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Amy Klobuchar and Tulsi Gabbard. Other than that, you've got completely that are, you know, people that have lost their minds.
And you're right about the communists, because here's what I told a group that I spoke in front of last night. They are no longer progressive, left, liberal, socialist, Democrats. They are now progressive, left, liberal, socialist, Democrat, communists.
Hey, you think about this, and I talked about this on my podcast and my radio show. People say, you know, Reagan won the Cold War. Yeah, we won the Cold War, and there's no more Soviet Union. But it didn't defeat communism, because it is much stronger and alive and well than any point in time in my lifetime in this country.
Yep.
And you've got people that are all over it. They think it's a great thing. It's pretty sad.
You know who you can blame for that? And by the way, I had a librarian last night come up to me and apologize to me, because she said she realized after all those years in school and watching what was going on and watching the school books that were changing and the wording and this, that, and the other, that the schools were enabling and teaching the kids to become more socialist.
Oh, no, without a doubt. Indoctrination has been going on for a long time.
All right. Well, Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow, so have a great day.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check him out, and you'll hear him on the weekend on about 250 radio stations across the country. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch roaring right back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.